So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and I'm so glad to have with me on the show today an amazing woman who is both a licensed acupuncturist and a master herbalist. Welcome, Nina Price.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And tell me, where in the world is the show today? Where are you calling me from?
Palo Alto.
And you've been there for a while, huh? How many years?
Over 30 years. Over 30 years. I mean, not like you. You grew up there, right?
What's one of your favorite things in Palo Alto? Like a coffee shop or a flower place, or just something that you really love?
In Palo Alto. Many favorite places. This is going to sound really silly, but one of my new favorites is Sushi Burrito on University. You said it could be silly, so there you go.
Well, that even sounds very curious. So now everybody has to go check it out. But I want to talk with you about wellness and colds. And I just get flattened by colds. I'm not a good person when I catch a cold. I can go healthy for months and months and months and months. And then I'm not sure what happens when a cold comes, but I'm a baby. So tell me a little bit. I know you have some really interesting wisdom on this one.
Well, and really, I want to be the go-to person when people get colds. The number one thing to remember about colds is to notice that it's starting. Most people seem to get a cold or some symptoms, and they walk around with them for a few days.
And we go into denial.
Exactly.
Because we don't want to get a cold. We don't want to get a cold. We don't want to slow down. We can't stop our work. We have way too many appointments. This is not acceptable, right? This is what busy people do. But maybe there's a better way.
The better way is, number one, notice that something is happening. And I have my husband trained. He'll come home and he'll say, you know, I'm getting a little sore throat. And it's like, okay, he said, what do I take? And I'll hand him the formula and he'll start to take it and he'll never get a full-on cold.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he notices right at the beginning. And that's what I want everybody to remember. Notice what's happening. Are you getting a sore throat? Are you feeling achy? Are you getting nasal congestion? Are your sinuses just really a mess? I mean, you were saying you had a big sinusy cold.
And then I get like third eye blocked and I'm really intuitive. And so right away I notice like I can't order my day correctly. Like normally I just have this sort of sense of what's most important and I do write things down, but I also just have that like innate intuition of hitting the most important things first. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that I notice is everything kind of blends into mush, like all my 10 things, like, cause you know, that clarity when I lose that when my head's all sick. And the other thing that showed up for me is I wonder how many people have given up hope that something could help.
Well, I think people believe that Western medicine can't cure a cold. And you know what? Western medicine can't cure a cold.
No, they don't want you to go to the doctor for that. That's for danger.
Right. But so people, and even you said to this to me earlier, you mean there's stuff you can do for colds? Absolutely. Chinese medicine, as we know, is thousands of years old. In fact, one of my teachers used to say, traditional Chinese medicine, clinical trials of over 5,000 years, over 1 billion people served.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Chinese medicine has been healing.
They've learned
a lot
a few
of
things.
Colds.
Yeah.
And basically, there are two kinds of colds. And you know, everybody catches a cold their own way. And so what I like to do is I talk to people about, so what's going on? Well, I've got a sore throat and my sinuses are getting blocked, or I'm feeling like a lot of nasal congestion and I'm feeling kind of achy and chills. And so I want to know the exact symptoms and then I can give you an herbal formula that matches your symptoms.
That's fascinating. I didn't, you know, as you were saying that, if I look back at like my last two colds, because I had one last year also, I don't remember, I think it was early summer, and it was a chills one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one I had this last month was like a stuffy sinusy one. It was pretty different and I didn't even get the chills.
Right. And those are two different kinds of colds and you would treat them differently. The one that you got last year, I also got last year with the
wow.
chills and
yeah.
the neck and back, and mine instantly, mine was in my lungs in under 12 hours. I was like, what on earth? It went right into my lungs. And that's what you don't want. And that's why it's important to treat a cold as soon as you start to notice symptoms.
Nice. Now, what about things like fruits and vegetables and like garlic and things like that? Can you also add some nutritional components to your breakfast?
Of course, of course. In fact, you know, people make jokes about chicken soup, but chicken soup is one of the best things you can eat.
Wow.
Or even, you know, if you don't eat meat, some kind of a really nourishing broth.
It even sounds really good when you say it.
Yeah. And it's very good for you because, of course, it's warming up your chest. It's warming up your digestion. It's getting nutrition in there, but it's not super hard to digest. And I always like Chinese hot and sour soup when I have a cold.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my goodness.
It's one of the best things you can actually eat when you have a cold.
I'm going to plug Su Hong.
Yes, exactly.
I love their soup. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
And I was at Su Hong with my last cold, and I got 2 quarts of hot and sour soup because I wasn't up to cooking it myself. I do make my own. But I just was there with my quart. And I made them last as long as I could make them last. But yes,
I love it. Yeah. So I want to just jump in, Nina. This, I love talking about this. I just want to tap a little bit into the acupuncture part of your background, and maybe just, you know, I get the same kind of thing where people might have pain in their. What I just got kind of shown to me was people give up on that too. Like they have things that are bothering them with their alignment of their back, or they have things that are bothering them and they don't even know that they can get help. And so maybe tell us, like, what are some things an acupuncturist can actually help someone with?
I can help you with anything you would not take to the emergency room.
Wow.
Honestly, I've treated people who had side effects from cancer medications. I've treated people who had hepatitis C. I've treated people who had Bell's palsy. I've treated people who've had all manner of digestive issues. I mean, really, Chinese medicine works incredibly well, even on modern diseases.
I love it. This was so much fun. It went by really, really fast. I understand that you're going to share with people not only, you know, what kind of the domain, but you can also share with people a phone number where they can call you. So tell us a little bit about how we can reach you and find out more.
Okay. You can reach me at 650-424-8783. And you will get me.
Wow.
The other thing that I do have is I have a Be Your Own Herbalist Colds and Immunity Kit. And you can find that online, midlifewithoutcrisis.com/colds.
Well, I am going to put that right under the description on the show so people can find it. So midlifewithoutcrisis.com/colds.
And the thing I want everyone listening to remember is when you're getting a cold, call me. I will tell you how to get rid of it fast.
Thank you, Nina. You are awesome. This is such a great interview. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Erica. It's a treat to be here.